The Butterfly Tiara, The Magic Dress Shop, Book 3, written by Gwyneth Reese and read by Sophie Aldred.
Chapter 1.
Where are we travelling to today, Marietta? Ava asked her aunt, hardly able to contain her excitement as she bounded inside Marietta's magic dress shop.
Somewhere very exciting, Ava, Marietta replied, smiling. Now, what do you think of my outfit?
Marietta was wearing a pair of red, light-as-a-feather silk-flared trousers that had a fluffy trim around each ankle. Above this, she wore a red halter-neck top that was totally covered in silver spangles. Her long, wavy hair was piled up in a bun on top of her head, and on her feet, she wore a pair of sparkly silver pumps.
You look amazing, Marietta. Are you dressed as a dancer?
Something like that, Marietta replied, grinning.
Ava could hardly believe how much her life had changed since she'd come to stay with her father for the summer holidays 2 weeks earlier while her mum went away sailing. She certainly didn't feel like the same 9-year-old girl who had arrived at her dad's house with no knowledge of Marietta's magic dress shop or of the extraordinary truth about Dad's family.
"This will be the chance you've always wanted to get to know your dad better," her mum had said,
for Ava had spent very little time with her father since her parents had split up when she was just a baby.
"I hope so," Ava had replied uncertainly,
because much as she wanted to be closer to her dad, he had always seemed a bit distant and difficult to chat to whenever they'd got together in the past. It was only now that Ava had learned the secret her dad had been keeping from her for all this time, a secret that even Mum didn't know. Ava's father came from a long line of people who were able to travel via magic portals to other times and places, both real and imaginary. The portals existed in the form of magic mirrors, of which Marietta had many in her shop, and people with this special gift could travel through them if they were wearing the right magic clothes. The exciting thing was that Ava could do it too. The whole thing had been almost impossible to believe at first, until Ava had experienced the magic for herself. So far, she had travelled through 2 magic portals. The first had led her to the fairy tale land of Cinderella, and the second had taken her backwards in time to Victorian London. Now she was to make her 3rd journey with Marietta, who was going to be looking after her while her dad spent the weekend working. Marietta's wide-bottom trousers flapped breezily about her ankles as she led the way through the ordinary front section of the room into the secret warren of rooms at the back. The first room was one Ava was very familiar with by now, but that didn't stop her feeling a tingle of pleasure as she looked around the walls, which were all painted with colourful scenes from different fairy tales. The room contained dozens of beautiful gowns fit for a princess to wear and had a whole wall of shelves that displayed fairy tale accessories, everything from crowns and tiaras to Cinderella-style glass slippers. In the centre of the room was a gold spiral staircase that led both upwards and downwards. Ava had already been to the room at the top of the staircase, which housed Marietta's fairy tale wedding collection, but she had yet to visit the basement below.
Since we've got the whole weekend together, I thought it would be fun to go back in time by 60 years and visit a travelling circus, Marietta said. That's why I'm wearing this. It's from my circus costume collection.
Oh, Ava frowned uncertainly, thinking of what her mother had told her about traditional circuses of the past, with their animal acts, such as dancing bears, tigers jumping through burning hoops, and elephants parading around the ring trunk to tail.
"What's wrong?" Marietta asked in surprise. "Don't you like that idea?"
"It's just..."
Ava began, flushing a little.
"It's just... my mum told me that the animals in those circuses were really badly treated..."